Hey, welcome to the Investor Dave Show. Today's going to be a little different. I'm doing it from in the middle of the lake, my boat, my office today. And we're going to be chatting about recession. I'm going to go over a few points as to why this might be a positive thing if you're looking at buying some property. So stay right till the end. So as you may know, a recession is coming. Some may say we're already in it. Doesn't matter. I want to talk today about real estate and how you can buy more of it during a recession. Now, if you're new to the channel, please make sure to subscribe, hit the bell to get notified so you know every time I drop a new video. So very quickly, why should you listen to Mel and I? We've purchased over 240 units using none of our own money, no joint venture partners in Canada, US, Mexico, and Costa Rica. So let's dive in. The first thing I want to talk about is people qualifying for mortgages now. With the stress tests and with the ever-increasing scrutiny to qualify for deals, this is becoming a problem for people who are looking at buying, okay? And it's also a problem for people that are looking at selling because you can't sell a property to someone who can't qualify for it, right? So let's talk about the underwriting of the deal. So the financial institutions are actually underwriting or stress testing them. So at a 6.25 in the variable and at a 7% in the fixed. Now that could be going up again. This is during the time of this video, that's what it's at. So what does that mean? That means that people cannot qualify for mortgages, right? Because once they stress test the interest rates, but that's 6.25, that's 7% interest rate, it makes it hard for people to qualify for financing. Now, let's talk about a couple of different types of financing. So let's say if you're using the bigger five banks, okay? What they typically have always done is they look at 100% of the expenses and only 50% of the income. And then they look at you to bridge that gap. Well, now with these ever-increasing interest rates, and they're looking at you with the total debt service ratios and the TDI, the total debt to income, it's making it even tougher now with your T4 income or your W-2 to be able to bridge that gap, right, for their ratios. So this is an ever-increasing problem. People cannot qualify for properties because of the ratios, because of the stress tests, which means people can't move real estate. Now, the next point I want to make is sellers. Sellers need to start realizing that the prices they were asking 4 months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago, they're gone. Like you can't ask for those prices anymore because, like I just mentioned in the previous point, people can't qualify for the financing. You can't ask for the price that you want if the people can't qualify for it at the financial institutions, right? It's kind of a give and take scenario. So what I'm noticing is it's kind of a lag right now, but the sellers will need to start reducing their prices as we hit this recession in order for other people to be able to purchase it. So this is something that once this happens, prices will drop. They're already happening, but prices will continue to drop. And that's where you, the savvy real estate investor, can pick up these properties at a much cheaper purchase price than you could 6 months or a year ago. So you may be thinking, Dave, the interest rates have gone up, the purchase prices have gone down. Wouldn't that just make it the exact same thing? Well, yes and no. Like your cash flow might be the same because your purchase price is lower, your interest rate is higher, and it kind of might be a wash. But so your cash flow might be the same or might have changed. Now, what's going to happen with these lower purchase prices when the sellers actually decide to lower them is down the road, your appreciation is going to be much higher, right? Whereas if you bought a property in the high peak of the market and then you waited a year or two down the road, well, you're still going to get some appreciation, but it might not be as big as when in the recession like we're going into or already in, those prices were going to be deflated. And then once appreciation starts happening, when things start changing again, you might get an even bigger lift. So that is something to look for. Once sellers start lowering their prices and you buy them, you can have those bigger leaps and bounds of appreciation down the road in a year, two or three from now. So wait for the prices to go down and you should be pouncing on deals to buy them. Now, the next thing with the recession, I believe, right, in my opinion, I believe that seller financing, creative financing will skyrocket. And why? It kind of falls on the last two points that I've just made. People can't qualify at financial institutions for the deals. If the sellers still want the higher price, they are going to have to hold financing, right? They can't just expect to get the price that they want and then not qualify at the financial institution. If they want that price and they want to help themselves capital gains wise and tax wise, they're now more open to holding financing, which means for someone like me who loves creative financing, and that's how I buy all my buildings, these sellers that still want to liquidate and have the succession planning that they were hoping for and still get the price that they wanted will now contemplate holding that financing for you, whereas 6 months, a year ago, it might not even have been on their radar. So this will be an opportunity, and I plan on fully capitalizing on it with seller financing, VTB, vendor take back, rent to own. All of those different seller financing options will become much more attractive. So if you don't have a lot of funds to get into deals, this is going to be a great time, again, in my opinion, for you to be able to buy a lot of real estate and make some long-term wealth. The other thing as well is private lenders, private investors are now flocking to real estate, right? With the stock markets, with things happening there, with crypto going down, people, and with inflation going up, people are now seeing, I want to take my money and park it into real estate. Whether they do it themselves, not everyone's a real estate investors, or they want to do it through you. I fully plan on utilizing other people's money who will lend it to me in different forms, and then I will park it for them in real estate with the right deals, making sure that I bought deals that are here that I'm going to bring up to here, right? Those low-hanging fruit to get that appreciation, and then I'll be able to cash flow from day one. And then down the road, I will be able to refinance or sell the asset and pay back those lenders who will now have protected their money by trapping it, by putting it, by placing it into real estate and hedging against that inflation. So this, in my opinion, will just continue to skyrocket, continue to bloom. Lots of deals are going to start coming up. Lots of real estate is there for the taking, which leads me into my next point. All of those people that underwrote deals a year ago, 2 years ago, whatever they had locked in their mortgages in at that 1.5% interest rate or 2%, now those mortgages are coming due. And I'm talking about income properties. So if people purchased income properties back then, and they made sense then with these rock bottom, historically low interest rates, but now they don't, what do you think is going to happen? There's going to be an influx of deals that are going to come on the market. It's going to be a buyer's market. And people that could not make their payments anymore. So some foreclosures. And I'm not saying I'm advocating for this. It's just the reality of people that did not do their due diligence on these income properties a couple of years ago, that now their mortgages are coming up. They are going to probably go belly up on some of them, unfortunately. And this is why it's so important that when you're buying a deal today, you're not just thinking about the climate today, right? The interest rates today, the financing climate today. You're thinking of bigger down the road thinking, okay? So that is going to be something that's coming up. Deals are going to start to rise from power of sale or foreclosure. So there's going to be, again, like I just said, a buyer's market. All right, so to wrap things up, those are my opinions on what's going to be happening with the upcoming recession. Again, you can look at it two ways. You can look at a glass half empty. Unfortunately, there's going to be some bad things that happen to people. Or you could look at a glass half full. If you're a savvy real estate investor and you're looking at, hey, there's a boat behind me, and you're looking at taking advantage of some of this real estate that's going to come up, no matter what, it's going to be a scenario where people who know how to purchase deals and how to purchase real estate, even before this whole recession and downturn in the market, will capitalize. People made a lot of money in 2008 who knew how to buy real estate. Some people will be able to change the outcome of their family, their generational wealth. They're going to buy some real estate at uber low prices, right? And then they're going to wait a year or two, and the market, once it comes back, because it always comes back, real estate goes like this at all times with peaks and valleys in between. We're just going into a valley. But then when it starts to peak again, people that bought during the recession will be able to put tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars more in their pocket down the road. So what do you think? Do you plan on buying real estate during this recession, or are you just gonna sit on the sidelines? And do you agree with me? Am I right or am I totally wrong? Comment below and let me know what you think. And if you like today's show, make sure to check out other ones right here. All right, Captain Dave is going back to boating. I'm out. See you next time.